Between now and Election Day, Studio 7 will bring you Your Choice 2013, a series of interviews with the men and women asking for your votes to lead Zimbabwe. We are seeking interviews with presidential candidates and parliamentarians, and will air as many of them as we can before July 31st. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu speaks to MDC leader and presidential aspirant Walshman Ncube and asks him why Zimbabwe should elect him as president.
Election which is now round the corner on the 31st of this month surely must be regarded as a watershed election, an election during one of the most critical periods of our history, where over the last 4 years, we have seen attempts by the inclusive government to stabilize the economy and to begin to grow it, to reintroduce peace into the country, to engage in governance reform. We brought in a new constitution and brought in some electoral reforms. At this time, what is therefore necessary is to go beyond this transition, to be able to take the country forward, to consolidate the peace, to ensure that we entrench the values that are embodied in the new constitution so that we make that new constitution a living document, to then make the necessary governance reforms in all sectors to bring them in line with the new constitution. And thereby re-establishing in the country a full democracy, an unquestioned and disputed democracy in all the political facets of the country. We believe that we are the only party which is sufficiently principled, sufficiently clear, sufficiently committed to complete this democratization transition that started with the commencement of the inclusive government. This is one of the reasons I believe that Zimbabweans should repose their faith and trust in me.
Zimbabweans have been divided politically for many years. What actions would you take and what policies would you support in office to try and reconcile the people?
The people are divided only because we have a government, a dominant government, a dominant party which thrives on division, and which leads, and that doesn't even lead, it rules by coercion. That is why we have these divisions. Those who are holding on to state power are holding on to that power not through the consent of the people, but through coercion. And what you need and what we will do is to make sure that the people don't just have the independence we got in 1980 from white rule, but we have the freedom from time to time, throughout, to actually select and elect their leadership. And if we have a free people, we can freely remove governments, install government at election time. I can guarantee you that much of the divisions, much of the dysfunctionality which exists will disappear.
Zimbabwe still faces sanctions and tense relationships with the West and even some African neighbors. Do you view this as a problem? If so, what actions would you take and what policies would you support in office to improve relations with the international community?
We live in a global world. Every country, every person is interconnected with another. It is not possible for any one country to isolate itself and succeed. We are progressively, as a country, continuously isolate ourselves. Yes, there are imperialists there. Yes, there are imperialists who want to dominate the world. Yes, there are imperialists who often want to run our affairs and to determine who should and who should not lead us. But we actually create the conditions for external interference. We create the conditions for the imposition of sanctions. We create the conditions for imperialism to thrive in our countries when we, in fact, fail to allow our people to be a free people.
The majority of Zimbabweans that we talk to who listen to our programs and some who are also writing on social network are saying that there is no hope in the opposition ever coming into power if Professor Ncube and Mr. Tsvangirai do not come together. What is your response to this?
I don't accept that as a proposition of fact. It is up to the people to decide who they want to lead them. The essence of a democracy is for the people to be able to weigh the value, to weigh the programs, to weigh the policies, to weigh the quality of the leadership that each of the various contestants are putting forward. There might be 30, there might be 100 contestants. As long as we have a free electoral environment and even playing field where each and every party is able to present what it promises, what it can do, the people will make a choice. And trust me, I have faith in the people.
Lastly, Professor Ncube, your critics will say you were given a chance to lead in government as the Minister of Industry, but there were problems at Zisco Steel. Would you mind to address that?
Let me just cut through the chase. The economy did not prosper as it could have prospered. We did not reopen Zisco within the time frame that we should have reopened it. Work has now started there. We allowed the industries in Bulawayo to collapse one after another. We allowed industries in Harare to also gradually collapse or scale down. In Mtare, in Masingwe, in Ngwere, and everywhere, the picture is the same. Simply because we had a dysfunctional, inclusive government.
That was MDC leader and presidential aspirant Welshman Ncube in our Your Choice 2013 series. You can hear more online at www.voazimbabwe.com.